Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I do want to say this. I had the opportunity, the blessing, to be able to darken the doors of Pat's mansion.
Really?
Oh, man, I would just, you walk in, it's E-Mac-U-Lent. I'm in.
Lent.
Yeah.
That,
well, I didn't want to tell you about that part. But it was amazing. It's just like a piece, it's like a work of art. It's like a work of art. So, of course, I spilt my drink. You know, like things kind of flawed a bit. No, I mean, seriously, these beautiful floors and countertops and tables and it's dogs, you know, it's anyway, so the it's just an amazing, very nice home. He takes it's amazing how blessed he is. I mean, here he is, fit, you know, Superman. And he walks into his cave, I guess that would be. Remember Superman?
Yeah,
had a cave.
Wow. And then he has a Supergirl, he has a super dog, super kids.
Hey, now let me tell you something. She really is Superwoman. She's very talented. She's very talented. Good morning, Tracy.
He's pretty blessed.
Yeah, he really is blessed. And then his kids, you know, I had a wonderful chance also to go. I was so pumped, you know, because, you know, in the particular region that I'm presently in, other than eating and dipping your feet in the golf, that NASCAR was coming. NASCAR was coming to our area, and I am pumped. That's the biggest fan base sport there is in America. You know why? Because you just sit there and watch kind of like things go in circles, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm going to, yeah, I'm going to go to NASCAR, right? And then I knew it was of the Lord because I looked at Donna and said, "You want to go to NASCAR?" She says, "Yeah." And I'm thinking, "Whoa,
wow.
This is great.
This must be God.
This is God, man. We're going to sit there." And so then I had a chance that Jonathan, good morning, Jonathan, and Jordan, and Blake and Amber, my daughter and son-in-law, who is a drag racer, if I didn't tell you that. He likes working on the motors and all that. That we got a chance to watch NASCAR, and it was just, you know, and it was like baby NASCAR because the drivers, I don't think they were old enough to have a driver's license. You know, one of the cars was sponsored by Krispy Kreme, and which is a donut a company for those who are listening to us in the north or outside of the country, and it's very good, very good. Remember the guy that invested in Krispy Kreme donuts?
Oh, yeah.
The Lord told him, Krispy Kreme. And then the Lord recanted his word after he made a lot of money and said, makes you fat. And then he would pull out, it's not good for you. Remember, so, it was Forrest Gump, the guy that we interviewed for the magazine, that everywhere he went, you know,
from Missouri.
He may have been lying to us, but it was really a good lie.
Oh,
it was
like, yeah.
You know, he's the one that delivered planes for President Bush.
Israel.
He flew the planes over Israel to deliver them to Turkey or something. He got shot. The bullets went through him and the seat and the things, and it didn't go. He had no holes in him.
Mm-hmm.
He just happened to be in Texas when President George W. Bush became president. And so the president looks up at Forrest. I mean, looks up at him and says, you know, will you anoint me? And so he anoints. I mean, just all these things happen in his life, you know. And it's like,
he,
you know,
he
this is
that farm. If and it froze up. But then he made it back again. It's like amazing.
Yeah. And banks everywhere want him on the board because, and I like his mindset that he's not the CEO of his company, that God is the CEO of his company, and he just works for God. And he puts God down as the CEO in his corporate documents. And you got to admit it, this is very good, even if it's, you know. Anyway, so.
Right.
And the banks want him on the board because he's able to look at a business and see whether it's going to be profitable or not.
Mm-hmm.
And he could look at the papers and say, hey, this is good or bad or whatever. So people wanted to invest. This is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so but what he says is that you got to dump the usury fees. You can't overcharge people for writing bad checks. And, you know, that's where they make all their money.
Yeah.
There has to be a lower profit margin on your bank. Because that's where banks like. That's why they offer you free checking, by the way, because they know you're going to write a check because you're eking by. And they know that sometimes, you know, things don't happen right in the mail. The snail mail really hits there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to charge you $35-$40 or something for a check. I'm not sure, but.
Pretty high.
Is it? Okay, thanks. They
what I heard.
And so and he said, I will not, you know, serve on a board that makes the most of their money, you know. And he needs to be a little. And so Yeah, it was totally amazing, dude, wasn't he? He was just
Yeah. I remember that guy.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And so that's about Pat's house, you know. I was there and it was very nice. God's really blessed him. He takes this is what the Lord says. You know, if you're faithful with what he's giving you,
yep,
he'll give you more. He'll give you more. And he's definitely walked that out. I mean, he's put on 10 more pounds. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, getting back to my NASCAR babies, that it was really exciting. We got a chance to watch them go around the track 150 times. It was really quick. It's like, slow down. I paid a lot of money for this.
Right.
Slow down.
Stretch
right?
this thing out.
Yeah, and Amber was getting off work a little bit later, and she was going to come a little later, and Blake and her were going to ride together. And I'm thinking, like, I got their tickets. Slow this thing down. And luckily, no, not luckily. There was a bumper accident. There was a wreck.
Because
they had yellow flag, and so I was like, okay, we can buy some time right here. But it's like, you know, stretch this thing out. Come on. We paid all this money for the tickets, you know, kind of like pause, you know, go five laps, get you a drink or something. And of Coke.
Well, it's a pretty short track.
Yeah, it's very.
You're blinking.
Now, you're telling on us. You're telling on us what the entertainment that we have in this region. It was sad. Like going around the block. Anyway, so then, you know, that finished. And then it finished on a yellow flag. They count the laps when, you know, they have a yellow flag. So, in other words, you have 100 laps going, right? And somebody gets in an accident. And I noticed that everybody got excited and pointed to accidents. I'm like, this is like when I was in law enforcement days. You know, everybody wants to see an accident. I was like, do you even care about Krispy Kreme? He's a little kid. You know, anyway, he's a baby NASCAR dude. You don't hurt. Anyway, so then they got to stay in the same order they're in. And they go around the little circle track. And you're making sure they get, you're looking because you care, you know, you're concerned and stuff, what's going on. At least I was. And I looked up and it's like three laps happened during the yellow flag. I'm like, they drove around in order, like single file for three laps.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, I'm like, that's terrible. So I thought it was really bad, but I found it was worse. It ended on a yellow flag. It ended on a yellow flag. So when the yellow flag had 150 laps, you know, it came time for them to take that last lap, and it was a yellow flag, and so they all stayed in order, you know, and drove around slowly over the finish line. I'm thinking, like, anticlimactic.
What is
oh my
that?
Goodness!
Wow.
Like, I want my money back.
Wow.
Yeah, I want my money back. But really, this is one guy. He deserved to win. It was the first time he ever won. He's number 96. He stayed in lead the whole time.
Wow.
It reminds me of the stories of Pat and Chris when they were little. He wouldn't let anybody get out of them. Anyway, so then they had motorcycle accidents.
I'm sorry, accidents.
I'm thinking about their childhood. Anyway, they had motorcycle races, and this was exciting. This was very exciting. They had the intermediate, I guess, baby motorcycles thing, and they went first. Even one of them looked like Elvis. I think it was like he had a padding thing on, like the Samu padding thing. That's what I would have had on, right? And they raced that track pretty fast.
Wow.
There's one little bike in the back, like a little mini bike or something. But then the real bikes came out next, and they drove, I mean, maybe 100-something miles around the track. And you're cutting, the small track's actually hard to ride on.
Yeah.
And one guy was coming, cutting the corner so close to the inside wall on the first turn that he turned his bike to the side, of course, and people normally stick their knee out. He stuck his whole leg out to be able to keep the balance on the bike, and his helmet would come up like within inches of a concrete wall. He did it over and over and over again.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, obviously, the helmet wasn't protecting anything because there was no brains inside of that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. But no, this guy, he was something. Blake said from the very beginning, my son, well, he said, this guy's going to win. He's going to be out front the whole time. His name is Rob, and he won because Blake used to actually ride with him.
Oh,
Motocross. Yeah, until he broke his arm in the motocross, and he just likes working the motors anyway.
Wow, Blake's a wild man, huh?
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
Yeah, he probably has a body of like ours now.
Fragile.
I'm doing motocross. You think about it. Joints and all that. Can you imagine?
You ever seen them wreck? Oof. Tragic.
Was it?
I've seen it.
You seen it? Well, he literally has a steel thing in his arm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's serious.
Yeah. And he didn't even wear earplugs. I mean, he's so tough. He didn't wear earplugs. And Amber looks back at me and she says, we hear these sounds all the time in our garage. You know, and of course, Jonathan, Pat's son, he's just a cool kid that he had to hold his earplugs because he had his football shorts on. They don't have pockets in them. And yeah, and so he the whole time he had his earplugs in. Of course, me being a responsible adult, I pulled one out so he could hear what it sounded like. Yeah, it was funny. It was so funny. But so that was my weekend. You know, little NASCAR babies and Krispy Kremes and getting the chance to walk into a dwelling that was so detailed. I mean, I just felt like I didn't want to make a mistake there. You know what I'm saying? It was Pat's house was so nice. The colors and all that kind of stuff.
He's good. He's talented.
He says he can't paint, but his house looks like the Mona Lisa. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't like
paint. Isn't that fun how that works?
You don't like paint. It is totally, it's amazing, man. It was just beautiful. And then I saw his little pug dog. By the way, remember how he used to talk on the radio about the dog?
Yeah.
Oh man, this poor little dog. They had him locked down, man. He was on lockdown. He was on lockdown.
That started already.
Yeah, he's on lockdown, a chain, like some big chain game.
Oh, come on.
It wasn't just that he was cooing and ooh and sending us pictures, you know, rolling around the floor with the dog. Now.
No, he just said, "Get out of my face." No, he just said, No.
Interested that how we can need to rescue that dog.
Yeah, right. No, seriously, you know, serious.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.